You're listening to the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We're now joined by Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, I'm told the government released an update of its evaluation of El Nino today. Can you give me some details?
Well, the big story from the El Nino report regards just how strong the El Nino is expected to become. Now, keep in mind that when we talk about an El Nino, all we really are talking about is the temperature of the ocean in the middle of the Pacific Ocean around the equator. This is a very large area of water. It's bigger than the United States. And this area of water has its own weather pattern. And we see that through the ocean temperature out there in the middle of the Pacific. So when we see an El Nino, and when we see a strong El Nino, it simply means that water temperatures across the Pacific Ocean are much warmer than normal. We have a number of climate models that can project several months into the future, and they're all pointing to the continued development of the El Nino that we have in place now, and that it should turn strong by the time we get into December or January. When we talk about a strong El Nino, we don't have very many cases of this in the past. We started keeping detailed records in 1950, and there's only been three strong El Ninos in that time. One was in the winter of 1982-83, and also in the winter of 97-98. Many people might remember the Saturday Night Live skit where Chris Farley did the El Nino Boy impression. That was in the winter of 1997-98. So El Nino Boy, in some form or another, is coming back. We can see that temperatures across the ocean are already at the level of the 1997-98 event. And the only real question is, will we warm all the way to that level or will we surpass it? No matter how you look at it, an El Nino will drive the worldwide weather pattern over the next 3 to 6 months.
So which parts of the United States and other parts of the world will be most impacted and in what ways?
Well, one of the few times we'll ever be able to say this is that we do have a pretty solid outlook on what we expect this winter. If you look at the 1982-83 and 1997-98 events across the Corn Belt, they were much warmer than normal across the Midwest. So we have pretty high confidence that we'll see a warmer than normal winter coming up, and that encompasses December, January, and February. Rain and snow are mixed. Some were a little dry, some were a little wet, not only in those events, but in some moderately strong events. So that's kind of what we expect for the Corn Belt. As you move to the south, it's usually much wetter and cooler than normal. We saw those types of weather patterns also in those same events. That includes California, where it's pretty probable for the drought to come to a fairly dramatic end later on this year and early into next year. Beyond that, probably the most notable feature regards weather later next summer. There's a real high probability, at least just based on historical data, for next August to end up much warmer than normal across the Midwest. We looked at corn and soybean yields in some of the similar years to what we have now and what we expect to happen next year regarding the El Nino, and yields were mixed.
That, of course, is Mike Tenor. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.